Right, then. I believe that's Irene.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Howdy, this is Dick Huddleston, and I'm proud to report that for a change, Lum Edwards is a happy man today. First, he got out of marrying the widow Abernathy. Second, radio station VPR is showing a profit. And third, a man from the FCC is coming to pay him a visit. Now, neither Abner nor Lum know just what FCC stands for, and I don't think they're going to be too happy when they find out. They're over at the Jot 'em Down store right now trying to figure it out.
Well, I'd still like to know what an FCC man is, Lum.
Well, I don't know for sure myself, but I reckon FCC is just the name of some little radio station.
I ain't never heard of it.
No, I ain't neither, but like I say, it's just some new little station this fellow Mr. Smith's trying to start up, more than likely.
Oh.
And the reason he's coming over here to see us is to get some advice.
Advice?
Yeah, more than likely wants to see how they do it on a big station.
Well, what's he coming here for, then?
Because we've got a big station.
We have?
Why, sure.
Oh, yeah.
It might not look like such a big one right now, but it will be. And it sounds like such a big one over the air, too.
It does, huh?
Oh, yeah. All them big programs we got on now. All the big stars.
What big stars?
Well, we got me. The announcer that grins while he talks.
Yeah, but...
And we got the Macmillan boys.
Well, yeah.
And Mother.
Yeah, but, Lum, they ain't such big, Oh, doggy, there's Squire Skip heading over this way.
Yeah, I reckon what he wants.
Say, that reminds me. Grandpap said that he told Squire about this Mr. Smith wanting to see us. And he said Squire had the idea that maybe this Mr. Smith was wanting to buy our station, get up a sort of a chain, he said.
Oh, no, he's wrong. But I bound you Squire's coming over here to try to make himself some money on the deal. You just watch and see.
Keep mind out, Lum. Here he comes. Yeah, howdy, Squire.
Yeah, howdy, Squire. Come on in, old boy.
Well, thank you, Lum. Thank you. And how are my good friends today?
Oh, just only tolerably. What can we do for you?
Oh, nothing, Lum. I just dropped in to pass the time of day. Life isn't worth living, you know. Man can't take time out to be friendly. I always say that.
Yeah.
That's right. Have you saw Grandpappy Spears lately, Squire?
No, I don't believe I've seen him for quite a spell. How is the old gentleman?
Oh, he's all right.
Salt of the earth, that man is. Salt of the earth.
Squire, Grandpappy Spears said...
Hey, shut that.
What's that, Edmund?
He never said nothing.
Yes, I did.
He said Grandpappy Spears was over Cherry Hill last week, but he's back now.
He was?
Abner, I believe there's some grocery orders that ought to be got up over there.
Oh, I done got them up, Lum.
Well, find something to do in the feed room or somewhere.
Now, Lum, how's your little radio station going?
Oh, not bad. What'd you ask that for?
Oh, no reason. Just interested in your welfare.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was thinking the other night how nice it would be if you could find someone to put a little capital into this enterprise and build it into something worthwhile.
Something worthwhile. What do you think it is now?
Well, it's not much, of course, but now it does have possibilities. Especially with a man of your brains at the head of it.
A man of my brains, huh?
There we go.
Well, Squire...
Now, if you could find someone to throw some financing into this, Lum, why, it'd be worth it to you men to give him a half interest in it.
You think it'd be worth it, huh?
Oh, my ass, more than worth it. And I do want to see you men get ahead.
Well, Squire, while you were thinking about all this, you never had nobody particular in mind to put up this money, did you?
No, I never, Lum. Men like that are hard to find, you know. But now, if you do find one, well, you want to nail him. Don't let him get away from you.
Oh, Squire, you wouldn't consider putting up that money yourself, would you?
Lum,
For a half interest?
Oh, no, of course not. Now, it is odd, though, that you mentioned it to me, Lum. I did sort of run the idea through my head.
You did?
Yes, but now I didn't want you to feel that I was forcing myself into a deal in any way.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't want to do that, you know, never.
I know how you feel, Squire. Yes. So I'll respect your feelings and we'll just drop it.
Well, now, wait now, Lum. We can at least talk about it. Now, tell me, Lum, this man Smith, he hasn't been here yet, has he?
How'd you know about him?
Why, I just heard down the street, you know. News travels fast in a small town. Don't know that long.
Yeah.
He hasn't been here yet, has he?
No, he ain't. But what difference does that make?
Oh, none at all. I just thought it might be a good idea to complete our transaction, and, then if any business matters might happen to come up with this Smith, why, I could sort of help you out, you know.
I see.
Be more than happy to lend the weight of my vast business experience to any little thing that might come up along. Now, I've got a sort of a, you might call it a rough contract we could sign.
I bet it is rough.
What's that?
Well, Squire, in the first place, this Smith ain't no big-time radio feller. He's just from some little old station I never even heard of, FCC. And in the second...
Hold it now, FCC. He's from the FCC.
Oh, that's what he claims. And in a second...
I think we better continue our discussion later. I've got to get back to my office. Just recollected an appointment I think I've got over there. Well, I'll see you men later.
Well, wait a minute, Squire.
No, I can't now, Lom. I'll see you later. So long.
Jenny's sure taking the wind out of his sails. Did you see how he walked right into the trap, swallowed the bait whole?
Yeah, but did you see his face when you said FCC? Seemed like that meant something to him, Lum. He generally doesn't turn green or purple that way.
Well, it did. He seemed right that this Smith was just some little old two-bit operator, so he dropped the whole scheme like a hot potato.
Hey, Lum, look out there in front. Reckon that's Mr. Smith coming up out there?
Huh?
That fella right there.
Oh, I don't know. He's a stranger.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's more than likely him.
So did I bet it is.
Well, howdy do, sir. Come right on in.
Well, howdy do. Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody, I presume?
That's right. You Mr. Smith, ain't you?
That's right.
I'm Mr. Edwards, and this here's my partner, Abner Peabody. Junior partner.
How do you do?
How do you do, you do?
Abner's one of the vice presidents in our big radio station here.
Oh, I see.
I suppose you want to look things over and see just how we do it.
Yes, that's the reason I'm here. We got wind of what you were doing out here, but... I was surprised to find out that you were operating a shortwave set so flagrantly.
Oh, you think we're operating flagrantly now? Just wait till we get into full swing.
What do you mean you intend to keep this up?
Keep it up? We're just getting started. Ain't that right, Vice President?
Huh?
Oh, we've got plans you wouldn't even believe.
Well, this is interesting.
Yeah, we plan to give her the whole United States of America before we get done.
Oh.
You more than likely ain't used to seeing things did on such a big scale.
No, I'm not. That's true.
Oh, yeah, we're on a big scale now.
Yeah, you just sit around here for a couple of days, Mr. Smith, and you'll see radio broadcasting like you've never seen it before. You'll get more information than you'll need.
Well, I'm beginning to believe that you're right.
Yes, you've come to the right place, all right. By the way, we're going on the air pretty soon now. You can see just how we operate.
That's exactly what I want to see.
Oh, I tell you, we're two of the biggest operators in the business.
Well, at least you're honest about it.
Well, I've always believed in honesty.
Yes, he has.
Honesty is the best policy. I've always said that. Fact is, that's an old Edward saying.
Well, that's fine coming from you.
Thank you. Now, this next program we got coming up is one of our bigger ones. Brings in $12 a program.
Oh, wait just a minute. You mean you're selling time on this radio?
Well, natural. You can't make no money giving it away.
Yeah, we're getting rich off of it.
Well, we ain't exactly rich yet, but we aim to get to be at least millionaires out.
Well, by George, I've never run into anything like this before.
You won't find operators like us very often.
No, you're right, but we're always on the lookout for them.
That's mighty nice of you to say that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Just how long do you think you can get away with it?
Well, as long as our health holds out, I reckon. It's harder on Abner than me, of course, because he has to crank the generator. But then we're sort of aiming on hiring somebody to do that work for us.
Yeah.
See, we're branching out.
Just a minute. Are you sure you know who you're talking to?
Well, you're Mr. Smith, ain't you?
And you know I'm from the FCC?
Oh, yeah, we know that, but... You don't need to be ashamed of it. Everybody has to get started somewhere or other.
Get started?
Yeah. Now, look, son, you tell us exactly what you want to know about this, and we'll give you the lowdown on everything.
Well, now, just wait a minute. I don't quite get this.
Well, it'll get clear to you as you go along.
Well, just why are you telling me all this?
Because you look like a likely young fella that'd like to make yourself a little money.
Oh,
yeah, sure. Yeah, we want to see you get ahead, kid.
Uh-huh.
You're a smart-looking young man, and... We might even take you in with us for a while, just to get you started, you know.
Yes, I see. Well, I'm afraid I'm not interested in your little proposition, Mr. Edwards.
Well, suit yourself. Just trying to help you is all.
I didn't come out here for help. I came out here for information. And believe me, I've got plenty.
Oh, you ain't got half as much information as we can give.
No, not half as much.
Well, it's enough for my purposes.
Well, I think there's a whole lot more things you ought to know if you ever expect to make a success out of that little station of yours.
Little station of mine?
Yeah. What do you call it? FCC?
Oh, now, wait a minute. I don't believe you know what that means after all.
Well, initials don't always have to mean something. Us radio executives just pick out different initials, like we picked out DPR and...
Well, for your information, Mr. Edwards, FCC happens to mean something. It stands for Federal Communications Commission.
Ah.
And for your further information, operating an unlicensed shortwave set, as you've been doing, is punishable by a fine of $10,000 or 2 years in prison.
Ah.
Or both.